Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It's Wednesday, June 12th, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, I know it's been a little while. I have been blogging a little bit and on Twitter, of course, but I haven't done an audio boo for a while. Been a little under the weather, so anyways, nothing's really changed, and as you, if you read the blog, you know that I'm basically still in cash, and you know, I think the market, if you look back at it, they say nobody rings a bell at the top, but it looks like May 22nd was the big key reversal day, right? And it looks like the market has had trouble getting back up there. Hasn't gone down in a straight line, right? It's kind of fits and starts, and just like you'd almost expect in a correction. And now that you get down 5%, and we're actually, you know, last week we bounced off the 50-day moving average, and it looks like we're really close to it right now. You're seeing a lot of bearishness, right? And these are the same folks who were saying, oh, we need a correction to restore some health in the market. And as soon as we get one, they're like, you know, they're starting to get bearish. And they, the reason du jour they blame today's selling was the, you know, dollar yen or, you know, the Fed tapering or whatever, interest rates moving up. That's probably the big story, although, you know, interest rates are still very, very low. But it's, I guess it's just seen as the trend changing, right? And you see some of the dividend stocks and the REITs, the utilities, that sort of thing getting hit. And if you think about it, it's because, well, the cost of borrowing money goes up for companies. But the other thing, too, is that if treasuries are yielding a higher yield, higher interest payments, then that becomes competition for some of these other stocks. I mean, a lot of people went into dividend-paying stocks because, you know, because the dividend, there's no interest being paid anywhere else. And so they go into these old stodgy names that, you know, a lot of them have a beta lower than one, but a lot of them are growth stocks too, right? Kind of a dividend growth investing sort of thing, which has been popular the last few years with these very low interest rates. So a lot of people looking for yield are saying, well, you know, maybe I can get it in treasuries instead. And then it's, you know, if you just buy it and hold it to maturity, you get your money back, but it's still pretty low rate, right? I mean, it's not a lot of money, but a lot of people just want to park their money. If you're getting over 2% now in a 10-year, right? It's like, well, depends how much money you got. If you got a lot, I guess, you know, 2% could be a lot. But a lot of people, when they retire, are targeting 4%, right? If a mix of stocks and bonds to return about 4% on their portfolio. So as that treasury yield gets higher, then, you know, they don't need to necessarily take the risk in dividend stocks like utilities and preferreds, man. You see PFF, that one's taking a bit of a hit, right? Anyways, I just wanted to do a quick update. I don't know how long I'll talk here, but yeah, I'm still just in cash. Although, you know, I was looking today towards the end of the day, I was starting to think about trying to play a bounce here. I didn't do it last week on the test of the 50-day moving average. I don't know if I'll do it this time. One of those times it's not going to work, right? It's going to go right through it. And it is summer, so this is the time where, you know, sell in May. May 22nd, still May, right? Sell in May. If that works and we're in a summer correction, then you think that now's not the time to get too fancy with trying to play rips, but it is tempting, and I've been sitting on my hands pretty good for a long time, but we'll see. We shall see. I probably will try to play some bounces here and there during the summer. But anyways, that's about it. Spurs, right? Spurs Heat. How does a team go from one team dominating one night and the other team dominating the next night? It's just crazy, right? But Tony Parker's hurt, so we'll see how that goes. The Dodgers in Arizona got into a beanball game yesterday. I was watching the game, and, you know, Kennedy for Arizona basically throwing at players' heads. Hit Yasiel Puig in the head and went after Zach Greinke. Didn't get him in the head because Greinke ducked and got him in the shoulder. But Greinke beamed a guy, kind of barely hit a guy. And the first hit, and then the second one, he deliberately threw it at the catcher's back. And, I mean, that was pretty obvious, but then Kennedy is a headhunter, man, and that's just uncalled for. So a lot of players got ejected, as the benches cleared. That was interesting to watch. So if you have MLB.tv, you can go watch that. It's probably on YouTube now anyways. Crazy. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.